We saw some interesting papers that you've done looking at lobular carcinoma in situ. Can you comment a little bit on that entity and what we've learned about it recently? Particularly, I was curious about some of the genomic findings that have been seen there.
Sure, yes. So lobular carcinoma in situ is a challenging entity for us in clinical practice. It's frequently an incidental finding. As you know, when women have a breast biopsy for something else, the pathologist will report the presence of LCIS. We know that the presence of LCIS, when it's associated with the breast cancer, we know that it doesn't change outcomes. It's not a contraindication to breast conservation therapy, and we don't need to achieve negative margins when LCIS is around a tumor. But when LCIS is found in isolation in a woman who does not have breast cancer, we have often counseled those patients that LCIS is a risk factor for the future development of breast cancer, and that risk tends to be quoted at about 1% per year. It's an interesting lesion in that the risk is conferred equally to both breasts, so not necessarily the breast that the LCIS was found in. And we know from historical studies that that's because frequently LCIS is actually multifocal or bilateral. So when a woman is found to have it in one breast, she typically will have it in the other breast as well, even if we have not had a biopsy to prove that. So we do counsel women that LCIS is a risk factor. They are at increased risk for developing breast cancer. Women with LCIS tend to get ER-positive breast cancer, so chemo prevention is a very good option. And in our data from Memorial, we demonstrated quite nicely the reduced risk of breast cancer in women who take chemo prevention. But it's become a little more controversial in recent years, as you suggested, because of the genomic studies. And now that we're able to do deeper sequencing and targeted sequencing on these small lobular carcinoma in situ lesions, we're demonstrating that they have very similar mutational patterns to the adjacent cancers that these women develop. So many of these women will develop invasive lobular cancers, although it's still pretty even split, 50-50. Women with LCIS also get invasive ductal cancers. But when we look at the characteristics of the LCIS and the adjacent cancers, we see, again, very similar mutational patterns. We see very similar copy number gains and losses when we look at DNA and similar expression patterns of proteins. And so this leads us back to the concept that LCIS is likely, in fact, a non-obligate precursor to some breast cancer. So in some women, that LCIS probably is responsible for the cancer that's developed, whereas in other women, we don't see these changes. And so in other women, the LCIS probably will never become cancer. So similar to the problems that we have with DCIS, we know that not all women with DCIS will get invasive breast cancer, but yet we have historically treated all women with DCIS to prevent the development of breast cancer. So these new genomic studies challenge us in a way. If we believe that some LCIS will progress, the challenge is now again to identify which ones will perhaps offer those women more aggressive treatment and reassure the ones that won't progress that their lesion does not have that potential.